Yeah, reminiscing about the old times. Trying to think back. I remember Ray. He was way up in Brown City and used to drive all the way down. Yeah, he had a lot longer commute than I did to the office. It just seems a lot of them folks that were out back then just work from home now. Or retired. It's good to hear people out here again. There's really not even much traffic on the Northville like there used to be. There's a few people there that I catch, but aside from that, I don't really hear any other folks out on any other machines. When I went to the Seaman page, I thought they had a machine over by Novi, but I didn't see one on this hub. So I don't know. Something's changed, or maybe it's just the DMR that's over there, not the the analog. Maybe an XLJ.
You're connected to CMN Network.
You got it? What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, that 7100 is, it's more or less, it's kind of the same as the 891, where it's a shack in the box, but I know Terry, VE3TMG, complained, I think, the 2-meter band, I think it was the 2-meter band, it doesn't do AM, so that's the only quirk with it.
Oh, I'd hardly count that as a problem. Very little of that. I mean, if you want to do it, you have to make a point to do it, because AM on 2 meters isn't real popular. Sideband, you know, that's another thing altogether. But the biggest thing I don't like about the 891 is it's just too menu driven for my taste. You know, they all are, you know, because you fit that much into a small package. You've got to have menus, right? There's no way around it. But there's something about that one that just was a little too menu-y for me, for my... But anyhow. Paul, wait, is it Paul Z? You live up there by Lapeer? Now, holy cow.